Because of how the coronavirus is spreading around the world, we now have a rare opportunity to actually look into the future and speak with someone in that future on lessons from the outbreak. By some estimates, Italy is about 2 weeks ahead of where we are here in Boston in the progression of the outbreak. Italians are already experiencing a major public health and national crisis. Italian journalist Mattia Ferraresi wrote about those lessons from the future in the Boston Globe, and he joins us now via Skype from Rome. Mattia Ferraresi, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well personally. Thank you.
And your family?
The family is doing well. We're in lockdown and respecting that very diligently. So we're safe and no symptoms shown.
Good. You just said you are in lockdown. Italy is about 2 weeks ahead of Boston. How bad is it there? What is the situation right now?
The situation is that the country has been in full lockdown since March 9th, which brings us within the 2 weeks that are necessary in order to see the results, because that's the incubation period. So you want to expect at least 2 weeks in order to see some decrease or at least to reach the peak in contagion. We're not there yet. And unfortunately, today for Italy was the worst single day in terms of victims that brought the whole number to very, very close to 3,000.
You are in a national lockdown. What specifically does that mean? When can you leave the house? How do you get food? Is there any social interaction going on?
Every shop except for food shops, grocery, supermarket, pharmacies, and newsstands, every other shop is completely closed mandatorily. There's not people around. You can go to work only if your work is deemed as essential and you have to present a document, a paper that tells the police that. So you have to report, self-report the reason why you are around, even if you are just walking by the street. So there's no social interaction, or there shouldn't be, at least ideally, no social interaction at all, except for what is absolutely essential. Factories, though, are working, so the whole productivity is more or less going on.
So, Mattia, the headline of your piece in the Boston Globe was "Don't do what we did." There's at least one poll out this week here in the United States showing divisions in the country between those who think the U.S. response right now is overblown and we're making too big a deal out of this, and those who feel it's appropriate and proportionate. Is the U.S. overblowing this, and what should we not do that Italy did?
No, I think it's not. I think Italy underestimated it, and that sort of was the core of my message. We get too late to realize that what looked disproportionate was entirely appropriate instead. So I think that the nature of it, the measures that needs to be put in place in the moment, looks absolutely excessive, because the threat you're dealing with comes in the future. And so you have to prepare ahead of time. That's the point. That was the point of my story, which was Italy lost a couple of weeks in figuring out how to deal with it, and political quarrels surrounding it, and like different school of thoughts and different competing hypotheses about what was the best way. And instead, we should have like prepared more seriously in the moment with serious social distancing and lockdowns of some sort.
You asked some really tough questions in your piece that doctors in Italy are being asked to consider now, like, how do we decide who gets an ICU bed and who doesn't? Is that based on age, life expectancy, whether they have kids or not? These are scary questions. Are these the questions that are being asked in Italian hospitals today?
In some of the Italian hospitals in Lombardy, which is the region in the north of the country that is kind of the heart of the outbreak, yes. That is the question that many doctors report. And there were like specifically new guidelines like submitted by the sort of the College of Anesthesiologists a couple of weeks ago that are kind of an extraordinary document, because I think it is absolutely unprecedented in our country and in most of the Western country in peacetime to have a situation like that, in which doctors have to make really wrenching decisions.
Looking at the United States from 2 weeks ahead of where we are, do you believe that the entire country of the United States should be in lockdown now, like Italy is?
For how harsh and crazy it sounds, I do. I honestly do, because my core belief is that we should do everything we need to in order to make sure the healthcare system doesn't collapse. And so far, I think nobody found a better solution other than the very extreme and very not pleasant idea of locking down. There are other cases in which other sort of strategies work fine and even better, but these are limited in time and space, in different social contexts and different size of countries. So I'm not sure if they are really applicable on a massive scale. So that's the reason why I'm like, first priority is to save the healthcare system, because that's what will allow people to be treated in case the outbreak becomes as bad as in Italy.
Any concern about Western democracies putting their citizens in lockdowns?
I think it's a concern. It's clearly is. At the same time, depends on what the priority is. I firmly believe that persuasion and convincing people and making the case for and explaining is absolutely the best way to do that. In Italy, for example, we just didn't have time to. And in the moment, we were debating whether it was the preferable option and what was the right balancing between economic consideration, democracy consideration, rights consideration, and the necessity, the health necessities. We lost a lot of time. So the sense of urgency, in which, in my view at least, makes the consideration about the state of rights, which is absolutely important, a little less relevant because of this time element.
So I'm going to have to interrupt you there. I'm so grateful, Mattia Ferraresi, journalist in Italy, for joining us. Thanks so much for giving us your time.
Thank you.